listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. On today's program, I want to expose, by shining light in the darkness, I want to expose or reveal truths that are vitally important to you, your family, your loved ones, America, or whatever nation you live in. And I've been in a deep project for the last 2.5 years that has revolved around my new book, Power from On High, which will be finished soon. And then it will be sent out to those of you who have pre-ordered. You are on the priority mailing list, and it will be sent out through fastest way possible. So, I have been in a deep dive of intensive research and study. It's a continuation of the research and studying I've been doing for the last number of decades. And you know, there are some basic truths, some basic fundamental truths about the way our world works, about the way our nation works, about how people work, and whether or not people have lives that are successful, enjoyable, happy, healthy, etc., etc. There are secret laws that make those functions possible, and there are secret laws that enable a nation to prosper, and there are secret laws that disable a nation to prosper. So in America, all of us, and most of you listening across the world to the Paul McGuire Report, but both in America and around the world, there has been a systematic, strategic suppression of all kinds of vitally important knowledge, all kinds of vitally important truth, data. In other words, when they put you through the social engineering process that I call, that they call the educational system or the school system, and I prefer to call it by its more accurate name, which is the mind control factories. The mind control factories, because the purpose of modern education in America and around the world is not to first and foremost educate. Its purpose is to first and foremost use propaganda, various forms of social engineering, etc., to dumb you down and to suppress these vital truths from your consciousness. So, for countless decades in the United States and around the world, actually it goes back thousands of years, but just in the last approximately 60 years, there has been an all-out accelerated war on the hearts and minds of young children, students, adults. And it comes at us, this war on our consciousness comes at us from multiple sources: the media, films, television, news, computers, social media platforms. All kinds of media platforms are sending us messages. They are programming us subtly with subconscious forms of consciousness. And you're not fully aware of it, and I'm not fully aware of it, because it goes on beneath the surface of the conscious mind. It's a social engineering project. And first and foremost on the agenda list is to use these scientific methodologies to dumb people down. And what that means in specific terms is reduce their cognitive abilities, reduce their critical thinking, reduce their ability to exercise analysis with their minds, reduce their ability to raise their consciousness and raise their knowledge. And then, of course, a primary objective of this so-called educational process, which is really an indoctrination process, is to deprive from you and young children and adults, to deprive from you all kinds of facts and truths about reality, your life, our collective life on Earth, to deprive from you all kinds of knowledge and truths and facts that are essential, absolutely essential in fully developing as a human being, and absolutely essential if you are to be a fully conscious, aware, perceptive, fully alive, vibrant thinking person. Which, by the way, as you may have noticed, as I have noticed, we have a massive number of people in the United States. This has occurred especially over the last 30 years. We have a whopping percentage of Americans, and of course this is happening across the world, but a whopping percentage of Americans that no longer can think critically. Their cognitive abilities have been reduced. Their analytical abilities have been reduced. Their knowledge of true facts has been reduced. And to put it bluntly, they have been zombified. They have deliberately been programmed to enter into a zombie-like consciousness. Why, you say? Because people that are dumbed down, people that have been zombified, and I was reading the work of a scientist yesterday, people who have been programmed to live and think inside what the scientist called a negative trance state. So scientists are calling this mass formation, which is another scientific term, this mass formation of people's thinking, ideas, and beliefs. They're calling it a mass formation, and they're also calling it a negative trance state. When you have been victimized by the psychological warfare principles of mass formation and you have been put into a negative trance state, you no longer have the ability to be vibrant and think to the level of your highest intelligence, to use your cognitive abilities. In other words, your brain, your consciousness has been attacked, it's been weakened intentionally, strategically. And all of this comes under the umbrella of scientific mind control and various forms of hypnotic programming. Remember, all scientific brainwashing, and in case some of your friends, and it will be a large percentage of your friends, in case they don't really know what's going on, and they don't know what's really going on because they haven't taken the time to search out the truth. They've just, you know, drunk the Kool-Aid or swallowed the propaganda. But the globalist elite know that if they can keep the masses of people in a dumbed-down mental condition in America and around the world, they can easily enslave them through programming. And all programming and all scientific mind control and all social engineering and that whole spectrum of sciences and technologies, which is very, very real and probably far realer than most people realize, is that all of these scientific technologies and technologies for dumbing down the human brain originate from ancient civilizations like Babylon and Egypt and others And they all flow from things like ancient sorcery, ancient magic, and other supernatural practices, because all of things like ancient magic and ancient sorcery and related occult practices, they are the fertile ground for utilizing supernatural psychic powers from the invisible realm or the spiritual world or a parallel universe or any other name you want to call it. So people are dumbed down. The purpose of dumbing people down on a mass formation level is to reduce their ability to understand what is happening and why, and then to psychologically paralyze them by programming them with fear and anxiety. And despite the fact that God says to us, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, just knowing that Bible verse, is not enough for you to conquer the spirit of fear. It's not enough. You can't. It's not a matter of just knowing about the spirit of fear. You have to own the truth about what the spirit of fear is and how you defeat it with power, love, and a sound mind. You've got to own that truth. And by owning that truth, I mean, you can't be renting. Most Christians that I meet, most people that I meet, are renting the truth. They don't own it. They haven't fully taken possession of it. And because they don't own it and they haven't possessed it, they don't know how to let it rip and apply it, because they're kind of like playing with it. They're renting it. Renting is not the same thing as owning. You've got to own the truth. That means you know that truth upside down, backwards and forwards. You know it so well that it becomes an internal reality in you, where you understand it, and that understanding of the truth on an ownership level releases the supernatural power of God to operate in your life on multiple dimensions. And I'm talking about specifically what the Bible says regarding power from on high, which talks about the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit, which means the dynamite, explosive force power of the Holy Spirit. So when Jesus and the Bible teaches us about the power of the Holy Spirit, the use of words, the verbiage, the vocabulary is communicating something to us very boldly. But you see, we're not going to understand what's being communicated to us if we're just renting the truth. We've got to own it. And when you own it, you understand that the Lord our God is comparing the power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis, with the word from which it originates. Dunamis comes from the same root word as dynamite. The power of the Holy Spirit, the dunamis, is the explosive dynamite force of the power of the Holy Spirit released in and through your life. Which brings me to this focal point. As long as regular people, as long as so-called Christians, as long as conservatives simply play around and rent the truth, and they don't own the truth, they are not going to be able to flip the switch in their hearts and minds, which is a prerequisite for allowing power from on high to come down out of the invisible realm to fill your inner man or woman, and then it has to detonate. See, this is about ownership of the truth. This is not, you know, funky, chunky monkey ice cream and Ben and Jerry time. This is not funky monkey ice cream. This is truth, raw truth, cutting edge truth. Cutting edge truth has power. You're not here to play games. You're here to play games. Your head's going to end up on the chopping block. You say, how can you say that? Because that's the historical precedent. If you look at history, then you're well on your way to owning the truth. And what does history tell you? It tells you that in the revolution that followed the American Revolution in 1776, which was birthed out of the biblical truth that the Pilgrims and Puritans owned, they didn't rent it, biblical truth released a transformation in the invisible realm above America, and it sent power from on high into the hearts and minds of countless Pilgrims and Puritans. And that same Holy Spirit inspired creatively and intellectually, and the Holy Spirit inspired with knowledge the plans, the how-tos of forging a new kind of civilization based on we the people, and that we rely on the Creator God to grant us certain inalienable rights, such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And all that means is it's the same way as saying this. It's an understanding and a recognition that only God Almighty has the power and the authority to grant men and women their inalienable rights, such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What that is saying is no humanistic government, no totalitarian regime, no government at all has the power to grant you what has already been given to you as your God-given rights. They are inalienable. They are given to you by God, and they can only be given to you by God, and they can only be taken away from you by God. So whenever a government or a dictator or a political leader of any kind tries to come along, especially in America, where we have a constitution and a Bill of Rights, when any human leader tries to come along and steal, like a thief, and steal from you your inalienable God-given rights, such as life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that governmental leader, that president, that dictator is in rebellion from the laws of God. And that leader must be legally and lawfully opposed and restrained. Because if that leader is not legally and lawfully restrained, that leader who is in rebellion from God and is attempting to take the place of God will continue to march forward in the spirit of Antichrist and steal more and more of your rights and take away more and more of your freedoms until, before you know it, in a blink of an eye, in a relatively short period of time, you will find yourself wide awake, not living the American dream, but you will find yourself rudely and widely awakened, not into the American dream, but this new thing, the American nightmare. And God did not bring the Pilgrims and Puritans and all these strong Bible-believing Christians. He did not assemble them together in America through the colonies to create a Bible-based constitutional government and a Bible-based Bill of Rights. Those things are given to us by God. The same with freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, and other such freedoms. Those are God-given rights. And you see in every totalitarian regime across the world, in every dictatorship across the world, there has been, and there is right now as I talk to you, I'm talking about now, in this nanosecond of time, as I'm communicating to you, and you're listening to me, most likely you are in total agreement with me that our fundamental freedoms, our inalienable rights, have been stolen from us. They have been twisted and perverted, and we are no longer living in the America that the founding fathers created. We are living in a new kind of America, and the thieves who stole it from us, here's where most Americans are dumbed down, like your friends, especially Christian friends, in epidemic proportions. I'm not trying to badmouth Christian friends. I'm a Christian. Hopefully I'm your friend. I'm not trying to badmouth Christian friends. I'm trying to wake people up from their slumber, as the Bible commands us to wake up from your slumber. You can't have a great awakening. You can't have an authentic biblical great awakening or a third great awakening unless you first have a genuine and authentic awakening, not only produced by the authentic Holy Spirit, but an authentic great awakening produced by an awakening of your mind to perceiving reality within the grid of an authentic biblical worldview, and not a counterfeit humanist or New Age worldview. So if we're going, the only thing that's going to save us out of the ultra dangerous predicament we're in right now, and please don't minimize the danger level. We are in a hyper dangerous zone. We're historically at the tipping point of a totalitarian regime. And I'm not exaggerating, and I'm not trying to sensationalize. So we have to ignite an authentic biblical great awakening based on a thorough and robust understanding of the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. We need to ignite people with an authentic move of the real, genuine, biblical Holy Spirit and not a counterfeit spiritual revival. And we have to awaken people by teaching them an authentic biblical worldview, which is produced by a real and authentic and genuine understanding of our lives, history, culture, our nation, and how we got into this mess in the first place. See, there are powerful people, very powerful people, who are doing everything in their power to suppress from you the knowledge of what will set you free, which is truth. So that knowledge of the truth, that knowledge of an authentic biblical worldview, is being suppressed in every educational system, every school system, the vast majority of Christian churches, from the pulpits of the vast majority of Christian pastors, not all of them, but most of them, are actively cooperating with the suppression of critical and freedom-producing truth. You can't have an authentic biblical great awakening, which is the only thing, by the way, that can save our nation from the impending totalitarian regime and dictatorship. Only an authentic biblical revival, where authentic biblical truth is communicated, it's only that that has the power to ignite and cause the truth to set people on fire, that has the power to cause the hearts of men and women to burst out in the flames of the power and the passion and the reality of the Holy Spirit. Because when people are hit by a force that comes from another dimension, I'm not playing religious cutesy pie time. I go to a lot of churches, a lot of Christian events over the years. I've been all over the world speaking, and I've seen some great churches, great pastors, great ministries, great moves of God. But I've seen also an alarming percentage of what I call diddly squat Christianity, which is powerless. Powerless Christians marching on to the most raging spiritual battlefield since the history of man began. Powerless Christians who walk on to the spiritual battlefield are ripe for destruction, ripe for plunder, and they will be taken down and imprisoned and destroyed. The only way to stop this is to oppose the enemy, which are the principalities and powers, with a force that is far greater than their counterforce, and that is the force of genuine revival. When we meet those spiritual conditions that God requires, then we and Christian individuals and Christian churches and Christian ministries, then we experience what I call the ignition or the ignition fire. And that's when the energy of the Holy Spirit produces that divine spark, which produces a literal explosion of the power of the Holy Spirit and the sending down from the heavens of power on high. When we as ordinary Christians receive this power from on high, which is produced by an ignition of the dunamis or dynamite force of the Holy Spirit, we are clothed with power from on high. We are anointed with the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's only then that we can march onto the spiritual battlefield, drive the enemy from our land, and take back our land in a lawful and peaceful manner, and obey God's mandate for us, which is to occupy until Jesus Christ comes. That's where we are right now. We're at the end of the age. We're in the last days. We've been given an assignment by Jesus Christ, but we can't fulfill that assignment unless we are filled with power from on high. So that's where we are. That's where we are. And we move forward from here. Now, the globalist elite, philosophers, high-level scientists, geniuses of all sorts throughout the ages, and especially in the last 300 years, they have often publicly presented themselves as atheists, secular humanists, and adherents of the scientific method. And they pretend like they don't believe in this supernatural power. They pretend like they don't believe in the miraculous, and they pretend like they don't believe in a invisible realm or a spiritual battlefield. Now, all of this is pouring out of my research that's being put into my book, Power from On High, which I've been studying to race to finally get this thing printed for you. Before the American Revolution, when the Pilgrims and Puritans, who were strong Bible-believing Christians, were settling America, they believed in power from on high. They believed in a biblical worldview. And as such, they transformed America based on the vision that God gave them from the Bible. So America has had, from its founding, due to the faithfulness of the Pilgrims and Puritans, America was given a divine mandate and a divine mission by God. So America has a divine purpose, a divine call given to it by God. And if we are to please the Lord, we have to be faithful in accomplishing this mission, which centers on going into all the world and preaching the gospel, making disciples of all nations, winning and bringing in the last day soul harvest. We are supposed to be succeeding with those goals. Now, the Pilgrims and Puritans had a biblical worldview, and they knew how to call down power from on high, and they changed America. But in the same time period that the Pilgrims and Puritans were coming here in the 1600s in these massive sailing ships, escaping persecution from England, then when they landed in America, the Pilgrims and Puritans set up colonies all over America, and they set up communities and colonies that were based on Jesus Christ and the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And so the supernatural power of God was poured out on the beginning of America and the early inception of America supernaturally. And the Pilgrims and Puritans were especially students of the Old Testament and God's relationship with the Jews. So, God poured out his Holy Spirit. God poured out his blessings upon the Pilgrims and Puritans. And just as God promised the ancient Jews in Deuteronomy 28, where God outlines the blessings and the curses for either obeying God or disobeying God, God began to pour out all of his blessings upon America, exactly how he promised the Jews in Deuteronomy 28, in the first part of the chapter, which deals with the blessings of God. And so we were the inheritors of the supernatural blessings of God for quite some time in America. That is the only explanation for America's greatness, its growth, its economy, its military, its social institutions, its goodness, etc., etc. But simultaneously, people like Sir Francis Bacon and Sir John Dee, starting in the 1600s, they were the leaders of some of the most powerful occultic movements in the world. Sir Francis Bacon was the head of the Rosicrucians. The Rosicrucians later became known as the Illuminati, and they were occultists. So the occultists rented massive sailing ships and infiltrated the sailing ships of the Pilgrims and Puritans. And Sir Francis Bacon's Rosicrucians and occult society members penetrated and infiltrated all the Rosicrucian communities and Rosicrucian colonies that were embedded secretly in the United States. So right at the beginning of the United States, you see the spiritual war between the occult and God and Jesus Christ and the authority of God's word. But both the Pilgrims and Puritans were unlike today's people, and the Rosicrucians were unlike today's people. Today, everybody's dumbed down because of social media and computers and the internet. Back then, people weren't dumbed down. The Rosicrucians were heavily educated. They were very smart. They knew science. They knew philosophy. They knew government. They were really, really intellectually sharp people, formidably sharp. And also, the Pilgrims and Puritans were not only biblically sharp, but intellectually, philosophically, scientifically, governmentally, and legally super sharp. So you had this competition between God's people who were super sharp and the people of the occult that were super sharp. Now, Sir Francis Bacon was known publicly as one of the world's greatest scientists, and he basically acted like he was an atheist and a Christian or a humanist publicly, but privately he was the head of the Rosicrucian occultic movement. And he infiltrated America with the Rosicrucians. Sir John Dee of Great Britain and Sir Francis Bacon of Great Britain were some of the world's two most powerful men. Both of them were the top spiritual advisors of the Queen of England and of the British Empire. In their private side that they hid from the public, both Sir John Dee and Sir Francis Bacon were high-level occultists, alchemical magicians and sorcerers, and both Sir John Dee and Sir Francis Bacon were known as impeccable scientists, while at the same time, they began communicating with the fallen angels in the language, in the specific tongue language of the fallen angels, known as the Enochian magic, or the Enochian language. And the Enochian language comes from the book of Enoch, and it refers to the language of the fallen angels. So these fallen angels that both Dee and Sir Francis Bacon were receiving supernatural guidance from, these Enochian angels were guiding Dee and Bacon on how to advise and lead Great Britain to militaristically expand its empire and to militaristically expand its empire, especially in the United States of America. So, Sir Francis Bacon was the father of modern science. Sir Francis Bacon was credited as the father of the scientific method, which uses empirical evidence and scientific proof to prove something. Yet at the same time, E and D were communicating in the Enochian fallen angel language and receiving supernatural guidance on how to conquer the world for Great Britain. And these angels gave D and Bacon a vision of what America was supposed to become, according to the Rosicrucians and the occult. They believed that America was supposed to become the head of the New World Order, and they believed that America was supposed to become the New Atlantis. Now, what was the New Atlantis? The New Atlantis was a rebirth of the ancient legendary Atlantis, which people like Sir John Dee and Sir Francis Bacon believed really existed. In fact, Sir Francis Bacon wrote a book, The New Atlantis, that the great intellectuals, philosophers, and scientists throughout the ages were inspired by, right up to recent days. And the concept of the New Atlantis was that the legendary New Atlantis, which Bacon believed existed, was a super scientific, super technological society that was ruled by just 10 philosopher kings. So it was a top-down society where the 10 philosopher kings, or the 10 scientific elite that they believed were genetically superior, and formed a kind of master race, they ruled the people of Atlantis. And this was copied by other super civilizations and civilizations. And it goes back to ancient Babylon, and it goes back to the ancient Egyptian Empire. So the New Atlantis was a working model for an occultic New World Order, ruled by a scientific elite. By the way, Aldous Huxley, in the 50s, or 40s, I think, Aldous Huxley wrote about a scientific elite in his book, Brave New World. The book, Walden 2, which describes the efforts of the behaviorist scientist to create a artificial utopia or scientific elite, was created by B.F. Skinner, a behavioral scientist who believed that using scientific behavioral conditioning, you could control the masses and set up a utopian society. And this is what the Illuminati believe today. The Great Reset is a product of a secret scientific elite ruling the masses through science and technology. Now, where does all of this take us? Notice how the average person has been dumbed down from all these truths. Notice how in the school system, movies, you know, any way you can receive input or information or content or education, notice that there's a complete censorship about all of this. Notice that there is a complete social engineering and a complete dumbing down so that the masses who have been enslaved, like in Huxley's novel, they have been so dumbed down, their consciousness has been so suppressed that they no longer can see the visible reality staring at them right in the face of the existence and the emergence of an all-out scientific dictatorship ruled by an occult elite. And that's what's happening in our world today. They have simply played word games, and they've changed the verbiage. They no longer call it a New World Order. They call it the Great Reset. But the Great Reset and the New World Order are the same things. Why? Because the precepts for the New World Order and the precepts for the Great Reset, although suppressed among the masses, they're driving the same agenda. The New World Order is intended to create a perfect society ruled by a scientific elite, and they create a scientific dictatorship where there's a one world government, a one world economic system, and a one world religion. Now that is the same goal or game plan that the Rosicrucians and the Illuminati and other secret societies have been promoting for centuries. All of these occult groups like the Freemasons and Skull and Bones and so on and so forth, their primary goal is to create a world socialist state and to create a one-world economic system, a one-world religion, and a one-world government, which they used to call the New World Order. Now they're calling it the Great Reset. And notice, too, that these ancient Babylonian-type mystery Babylon cultures use a combination of science, technology, sorcery, and magic. And They don't want you to know about that. An all-out war on human consciousness has been performed, and you, your children, your grandchildren, your parents, the school systems, the educational systems, scientists, technologists, the elite of our society have all been programmed or receive compartmentalized programming to not believe in higher consciousness, the supernatural, the existence of highly advanced scientific technologies, highly advanced technological inventions, or highly advanced science, technology, sorcery, and magic. The Rosicrucians, Plato, Sir Francis Bacon, and all those people did. You see, and all of that vital information, it's vital because it gives you or your children or the masses, it gives you the potential power, both supernaturally and on a technological and scientific basis, it gives you the overwhelming power to set yourself, your children, your families, and your nation free from totalitarian control, from a scientific dictatorship. It gives you the power to set yourselves free. But they don't want you to know that. So they're suppressing your consciousness through targeted electromagnetic frequencies, fluoride, which is a tranquilizer in the drinking water, lithium, which is a tranquilizer that's spread out through the chemtrails, and the lack of certain nutritions and ingredients in the food supply, or the additions and the creation of things like genetically modified organism food, and the adding of certain ingredients, or the mass distribution of consciousness suppressing drugs like tranquilizers, sedatives, etc., etc. Those are drugs that don't amplify or raise your consciousness. Those are drugs that suppress your consciousness. So you've been targeted, along with your loved ones and nation, to be the victims of suppressed consciousness, social engineering, which dumbs you down. And this makes it incapable, makes you incapable of perceiving reality as it really is. It causes you to be compliant and go with the flow. It takes away your inner drive and your inner willpower to set yourself and others free. So you enter an electronic pharmaceutical type of concentration camp. A concentration camp that George Orwell said, a concentration camp that exists in the mind. That's where we are. Now, the only way we can turn the table here before, I know what I'm saying is very heavy. Believe me, I'm well aware of what I'm saying to you is extremely heavy. Most people can't handle it, so they tune it out. But by tuning out this kind of information, by suppressing this kind of knowledge, all you're going to do is accelerate your momentum into some kind of concentration camp or dictatorial society. As painful as it may be momentarily to wake up and smell the coffee, you've got to go through that process to be fully awake, because God can't use you if you're in a lethargic trance state that has rendered you impotent and caused you to not only not see the spiritual battle, but it neuters you from participating in the spiritual battle. So our goal given the limited time period that's available. Things are happening far faster than any of us expected. Knowledge is power. We have to do everything that we can and effectively as we can to spread knowledge that will set people free so that people can rise to become the peaceful, law-abiding armies of God. Either that or you end up in a concentration camp or you end up in a Chinese social credit card system, which is, people say, is worse than the traditional concentration camp. That's where we're going. But we can turn the tide of this battle if we know how to use the weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, if we know how to access supernatural power or the dunamis, power from on high, if we know how to wield the sword of the supernatural spirit, which is the word of God, if we know how to appropriate by faith the power of God, if we know how to appropriate by faith engaging in spiritual warfare and using the weapons of our warfare, which are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, we will not win this battle if we try to imitate their weaponry or imitate their strategies, because they are being financed by the globalist elite. They own all the media. They own the most powerful institutions, organizations, technologies, and sciences that they use to control the minds and hearts of men and women. So they have a strategical advantage. As if we're going to insist on entering in a spiritual warfare with an enemy that has far more resources, access to far more knowledge, and has an infinite source of wealth, if we're going to insist on fighting the spiritual enemies on their terms, they are going to crush us into oblivion. That is the red carpet of seduction that Lucifer and the fallen angels want the supernatural body of Christ. They want us to be seduced to go down this yellow brick road of illusory sorcery so they can destroy us, because Satan is the temporary god of this world. And as the temporary god of this world, he holds the resources. He controls this world. So he and the fallen angels and those people that have sold their souls to Satan have a huge advantage over us if we insist upon fighting them with worldly weapons, worldly financial resources, worldly resources. The only way we can overcome them, the only way we can triumph over them, the only way we can cause the enemy to flee and secure our freedom is that we can't succumb to the seduction and the illusion of using their resources that they own and control. That's a fool's game. The only way to beat them and outmaneuver them is by using weapons they don't know about and weapons they don't have, and to use the supernatural spiritual armor of God, not earthly weapons, to use the dunamis power of God, not earthly power. You see, our pivotal, our key resource is not to fight the battle with the assets and the energy forces of Satan and his forces. We have to fight the battle on a higher level and a higher plane. That means entering into the throne room of God through the blood of Jesus Christ to find an ever-present help in time of need. To the degree that we will humble ourselves to the degree that we will repent, to the degree that we will effectually call on God, it's to that degree we will see the raw, unlimited, infinite, supernatural power of God, the dunamis, the dynamite power of God, poured out as an energizing force upon us and ripping and surging through us with a quantum laser-like intensity. This battle is winnable. You've got to understand this. If you buy in to the satanic Luciferian lies, which are being promoted to you morning, noon, and night, where they are telling you in your subliminal mind that there's nothing you can do. You're already conquered. The only sane thing you can do is retreat, give in, bow to them, and maybe they'll give you a good break. Maybe if you surrender quietly and peacefully, they won't use their technology upon you. They won't kill you in camps or take total control of your mind. Because the vast majority of so-called biblical Christians, pastors, seminaries, churches, and denominations do not have an adequate knowledge of either a biblical worldview or an adequate knowledge of the Bible and the principles of spiritual warfare and an adequate knowledge of historical precedent, they are at this moment making the fatal mistake of going to war with a powerful enemy, but fighting the war based on the rules of engagement established by the enemy. That ends up being a suicide mission, and we will die and perish. And it is not the will of God for us to die and perish. If you think it's the will of God to die and perish, you have stopped learning and renewing your mind from the truth of God's word. You have, in effect, rejected God's word, and you have surrendered your mind. You have retreated. You have succumbed to the lies and the disinformation of Satan and the fallen angels. And you and me will lose. And we will go down hard. We will go down. We will go down to Chinatown. I know that's cheesy. And that's a line that I stole from the actor. What was his name? He played in Taxi movie with Jodie Foster a million years ago. What's his name? You know his name. He plays in all the gangster movies. He played in Meet the Faulkners. He used that line. I'm going to take you down. I'm going to take you down to Chinatown. It's not particularly spiritual, but I like the line. In any case, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report, not Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. We have an enormous amount of resources for you that will turn and activate you like you've never been turned on or activated before. We have knowledge which produces power for you, all free. Go to paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. McGuire is spelled M-C-G-U-I-R-E, paulmcguire.us, and take advantage of our enormous amount of free resources. Hundreds of pages of free Paul McGuire articles with dynamic photographs, hundreds of hours of Paul McGuire Bible prophecy teaching, prophecy analysis, and Bible teaching that I have given at the Paradise Mountain Church services. We have those all professionally videotaped for you to watch for free. You just go to paulmcguire.us, and then you go from there to our Roku channel. And we don't charge anything for all those messages I have on the Roku channel for you. Also, you can enjoy for free all the Paul McGuire archives for the Paul McGuire Radio Report. You enjoy for free and pass it on to your friends. Conference messages I've given around the world and around the nation. So much free stuff. And you need to make sure you know of all we have gone on a whole bunch of brand new dynamic social media platforms. You need to find out what the links are, because we are spreading out our outreach globally and nationally. And this is something that we're forced to do because of the raw globalist elite censorship, where if you say anything besides their propaganda, they will rip you off their social media. They'll rip down your websites. They'll rip down your YouTubes. I mean, we endured that persecution and attack, an all-out war against me, this ministry, allowing disinformation to be spread. An all-out censorship war was waged against us for years. And by God's grace, finally, it was a long time coming, finally, new alternative social media platforms opened up where they don't pull you down, they don't censor you for telling the truth. And we're on many of them. Some of them are Brighteon.com. And Ramble, somebody ought to smack me in the face. Rumble, rumble.com. I was telling my wife, and that's all available at paulmcguire.us. By the way, I'm finally finishing up the long-awaited brand new book, Power from On High, that's going to contain all this and more. It's a high-voltage book. I promise you, when you read that book, you're not just going to be entertained. You're going to be hit with a live wire of the dunamis power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to be electrified with the power of God and undefeatable biblical worldview will be implanted in your inner man or in your woman. So I need your help in this all-out war. When I say all-out war, let me just be perfectly blunt, with no exaggeration whatsoever. If we don't begin to win this war immediately, I'm talking about immediately, we're going to go down so hard it will make your head spin. We will become a full-blown totalitarian regime or a Chinese-style social credit card system of massive prison-like electronic surveillance. This is happening under the subterfuge of the Great Reset. I need your help at this critical stage. I need you to help me finance our communication operation, our media operation, our outreach operation, which will educate, deprogram people, and transforms people's lives so they're equipped to win the spiritual battle. To put it bluntly, I need your help in a bigger way than ever before, because the stakes are enormously high. And we're competing with a far fraction of the finances that the enemies of the gospel have. But if each one of you would simply seek the Lord, after understanding the importance of winning the battle now, if you would seek the Lord and ask him, what would you have me donate or contribute to Paul McGuire Ministries? And then whatever the Lord puts on your heart, please obey him and contribute or donate. You can do it electronically at paulmcguire.us, or you can send in a check at paulmcguire.us. Also, I have to have, can't tell you the urgency by which I'm expressing myself, I must have an increased number of on fire intercessory prayer warriors. We both know some of our brothers in Christ have been either taken out or almost taken out. It's not a joke. This is not a joke. And I need to have an army of on fire intercessory prayer warriors, because that's the only way the power of the Lord, the angelic armies released by intercessory prayer warriors, that we can win this spiritual battle. And finally, obey the Lord when he prompts you to spread our messages and our links and puts where to spread them. Mostly, obey the Lord. And when he tells you to send our messages, our links, our video, our audio programs, when the Lord puts it on your heart or brings a name of somebody, perhaps an influential person, perhaps just an ordinary person who's on fire for the Lord, then obey the Lord and obey the Lord specifically about his specific directions. Look, we're in this together. I've devoted my life. And I'm not going to say any more because it could be misconstrued as being indulgent, and I don't want to be misunderstood. I have devoted my life to doing what I'm doing now. It is my mission from God. It's my call from God. And I don't, you know, I fear the Lord, folks. I fear the Lord. I don't want to be found as an unfaithful watchman. Tragically to say, as so many are, they're completely asleep and silent. They're not warning the people of God of the impending danger. I don't want to be guilty of that before the Lord. Of course, neither do you. We've got to do this together. So visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And we will be back in just a moment. Wherever you are on planet Earth or all across America, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. We are listened to and recorded all over the world, all over the European Union, Great Britain, on many different continents on planet Earth, and of course, the United States of America. And I have been doing this, by the way, I have been doing this kind of exposure of the truth, this kind of emphasis in my Bible prophecy teaching. I have been doing this for 50 years. 50 years. And actually, I'm shortening it because I don't think most people would believe me when I said my research began officially in third grade after I read Brave New World by Aldous Huxley and 1984 by George Orwell. Okay, I was also raised in an atheist home, an agnostic home, an existentialist home, and I was taught in my household, which, by the way, encouraged me to think outside of the box, encouraged me to be an avid reader and to do my own homework, my own research, and encourage me to think for myself. So when I went to school, I didn't go in a state of zombie consciousness. And one day I'll tell you the story of my spending time with a guy named George Romero, who was the director of the first major zombie movie, Night of the Living Dead. And I'll tell you that story later. But he made the first zombie movie. I got the opportunity to hang out with him because I was a filmmaker. And all the zombie movies that came afterwards, he was the father of the zombie movies. And he was trying to communicate something, but that's for another time. Okay, what I want to talk about now is I spent 50 years studying things like scientific mind control, altered states of consciousness, hypnotic states, mental telepathy, social engineering, propaganda, and many related fields that most people weren't even aware of. Today, there's a far greater public awareness of those things. But when I started, people didn't know anything about it. And for many decades afterwards, even up to the present moment, when I start to let it rip, when I'm talking to somebody, I can see their eyeballs start to pin because they can't understand how quickly I can go through, point by point, the nature of social engineering, psychological warfare, et cetera, et cetera. I really did my homework. Now, why did I do my homework? because at a certain point, after I had a miraculous conversion to Jesus Christ after being an atheist, I wanted to know what was causing this mass mind control I saw all around, beginning in the 60s, which I was a part of, because I was a radical activist in the 1960s, beginning at 15 years old, hanging out with Timothy Leary, the LSD guru, Harvard professor, demonstrating with Abby Hoffman, you know, on and on. Okay, so back a couple of years ago, I wrote a book called Mass Awakening. In response, it was a response to countering the dictatorial mass awakening that is being launched today, right now, as we speak. And my book, Mass Awakening, obviously came out about 10 years before Mass Formation. And Doug Hagman was kind enough to write the foreword to the book. And by the way, if you talk to Doug or see Doug, tell him that Paul McGuire says hello, and let him know that I have some interesting stuff that he would be very interested in. Okay, so I studied this stuff so I could learn how to effectively open people's minds to the truth. That's the only way they can experience salvation, by the way. So one of the key tools in mass formation, and what is mass formation? It's when you manipulate many psychological factors like free-floating anxiety, free-floating depression, and many other psychological mechanisms. You deliberately multiply them to create a collective consciousness known as mass formation to drive a totalitarian agenda to overthrow a free America. And you use mass formation to bring in a great reset and a centralized authority and dictatorial state. Now, the first thing you got to know about mass formation, according to one of the scientists who developed this theory, and I will try to give you today some of my sources on this, but an intellectual and a scientist named Desmet talks about how to break mass formation, which is what I talk about in my book, Mass Awakening. How to break mass formation, which really means how to break mass mind control off a group of people. And one of the things that he mentioned, which many others who are experts in psychological warfare have mentioned, is that a minority can always triumph over the majority if they're effective and if they really know and own their truth, okay? Not their truth, the truth. So, for example, people who oppose a totalitarian regime in America, okay? If you don't stop the rise of a totalitarian society in America, it will be a short period of time before America becomes a totalitarian regime. Fact. Okay? So, what we need, there's a psychological process that the communist revolutionary leader Stalin utilized. And according to a guy, according to one of the experts, there are psychological maneuvers that you can use on the population to achieve what they call menticide. Menticide is the killing of the mind. They want to kill your mind so they can rule you. The psychological process of menticide so degrades the mental faculties that rational thinking is no longer possible, making you profoundly gullible. In this state, you'll buy into any narrative without critical thinking. That means the reason you see so many completely Bozo the Clown mindsets in the media is because they've succumbed to menticide. The reason you see, tragically, so many dumbed-down, borderline, functionally non-functional brain people in the Christian world is because menticide has degraded their mental faculties and rational thinking is no longer possible for them. That makes those people profoundly gullible. And you see that among Christians and Christian leaders all over the place. Not all of them, but a huge number. In this state of mind, you'll buy into any narrative without critical thinking. An example would be critical race theory. Critical race theory was developed by the communist Marxist professors of the Frankfurt School. They used critical race theory as a psychological warfare mechanism to destroy Christianity, to destroy absolute truth and absolute wrong, and to destroy traditional values. And they succeeded in Nazi Germany. Okay, so mass formation always ends up creating more of the conditions that it allowed it to emerge in the first place. So in the end, people who are under mass formation hypnosis, because it's really a hypnotic state, will feel greater social isolation than ever before, less meaning and purpose in life, and more free-floating anxiety and free-floating aggression than before. Mass formation, and listen to this, this is so vital. This should be taught in every Christian seminary, high school and college, youth Bible study group. It should be taught in all of them. Not buffoon time, not clown time. I mean, really, I walk into some of these youth group meetings in major evangelical churches. I have no problem with Christian rock if it brings kids to the Lord. I have no problem with contemporary language. But for crying out loud, if you cannot educate the high school, junior high school students, if you can't educate them to the reality that psychological warfare is being used against them to control them, you have basically sent them butt naked out into the battlefield. And God is going to hold you accountable for it. Because when they mass formation erases individuality, okay, the group or the collective, that's an essential part of critical race theory. The collective comes from Marxist theory. The group or collective becomes all important and the individual inconsequential. All Marxist, secular humanist, communist, socialist movements, all of them have as one of their primary targets the total destruction and removal of the individual and individuality. They want people to become one mass mind. That's why it's called mass formation into one, but not for a good end. Now, why are parents willing to line up their children for an experimental injection that can disable or kill them? Totalitarianism is a monster that always devours its own children. Ask yourself why. Parents are lining up to allow their kids to have a totally experimental injection that has the potential of disabling them for life or killing them. You need to wake up and quit buying into the collective propaganda message built on lies. Now, according to the facts, in mass formation, only 30% of the people in a totalitarian society are actually under the hypnotic spell of mass formation, only 30%. But it seems greater, but the fact is they are really a minority, a minority than the media would lead you to believe. However, it's important for you to know that there is another 40% that simply go along with the mass formation program, even though secretly they're unconvinced. But they're afraid of sticking out and going against the prevailing current. And then there's the remaining 30%. So you've got 30% hypnotized in mass formation, and then you got 40% who secretly don't want to go with mass formation, but that 40% is controlled by fear and they're terrified of going against the prevailing current, the collective mindset. And this is all done through scientific programming, which is based on scientific hypnosis. And people that are not hypnotized want to wake the other people up. Our job is to effectively wake the other people up before it's too late. So, what can be done is that people who are not going along with the program of totalitarianism, they need to join together as one large group, which gives the fence sitters who are not fully hypnotized an alternative to going along with the totalitarians. Don't underestimate the power of peer pressure, okay? Don't underestimate the power of peer pressure, even in adults. Time and again, mass formation events and experiments show us there are three groups of people: those who become spellbound and actually believe that the wrong answer is the right one. We see that epidemic in America right now. People who believe that the right answer is the wrong one. They got it upside down. So they agree with what they know to be false. This is a bedrock principle in scientific mind control. They agree with what they know to be false, and those who know the answer is wrong and say so. So how do you break mass formation? People who don't want to go along the flow of totalitarianism need to join together immediately to form this one large group. That gives the largest 40% group, the fence sitters, who only go along with the program because they're afraid of being rejected, it gives these 40% an alternative social bonding platform. Because all mind control is based on these hidden principles that revolve around irrational need, a desperate need to be accepted and affirmed by your peer group. And people will not generally, in mass numbers, oppose things like totalitarianism unless they're offered an effective, an intelligent group that will provide them with an alternative social bonding program. And that has begun to happen with things like Rumble and Brighteon and other platforms coming on. Okay, most of them are likely to join the dissident anti-totalitarian group rather than follow the totalitarian mindset they don't fully agree with. And at that point, the mass formation is done. The totalitarian state is finished because the neutral fence sitters, which allowed for mass formation to take root and grow, the churches are filled with these people, are now no longer, thank God, participating in that process. And without mass formation, a totalitarian takeover cannot succeed. So what we have to understand, we have to break through the purpose of this ministry, the purpose of Paul McGuire Ministries, the purpose of my 35 books, the purpose of everything I do in the media and have done in the media. The primary purpose It is not only to preach the gospel and communicate a biblical worldview, but it is to effectively preempt the rising totalitarian state from coming into fruition, and to help mobilize you by turning you on to knowledge so that you understand how to reverse implement the mass formation. And when you know how to effectively reverse implement the mass formation is over. It's done. The totalitarian state that is emerging is defeated because the neutral fence sitters, which allowed the mass formation to take root and grow, are now no longer participating in that process. Because we have to do it together. Together, we have reversed it. Secondly, and I can't tell you how important this is, none of us can be silent. We can't be raving, foaming at the mouth lunatics either. We have to know our stuff. We have to be diplomatic. We have to be savvy, intelligent. We have to have our people skills at the highest level. And then and only then, we speak out together loudly, but loudly only with strategy and effectiveness. This speaking out loudly after we have built a re-energized mass formation group, this speaking out can help minimize the number of people who get locked into a hypnotic spell. It can also wake up some who are already under the mass formation spell. Speaking out has also been shown to limit the atrocities committed. But look, let me be brutally honest. There is currently a positive reinforcement that people are speaking out in increasing numbers. People who are speaking out are becoming more and more courageous, bolder and bolder, and their energy level is rising, and their effectiveness is rising. I thank God, and I rejoice for that. That's all important, and make no mistake about it, it is a victory, and you are one of the people who have enabled that victory. But it's also important that we continue to energize the number of people who get hypnotized. In other words, we have got to reverse their hypnotic state of consciousness. And as we turn up the heat, it will have the net effect of waking some up who are already under the mass formation spell. And according to scientists, when collectively people begin to speak out boldly and intelligently and authoritatively, this restricts, this ropes in, this limits the number of atrocities committed. And that's where we are right now. We must quantumly increase the numbers and energize the numbers and equip the numbers of people who have already broken free from the hypnotic spell. We need to awaken more as fast as we can, and then we need to begin to back them up psychologically so that they speak out boldly. Because I'm telling you right now, from all my research and study and interviews with very high-level people at very high-level places in our society, the potential horror shows that are about to come down the pike, such as concentration camps, isolation camps, such as brutal takeover of society with militaristic power, police going door to door, searching, putting people in jail. That, look, Wake up, man, woman, wake up. That's right on, it's right on the edge of happening. It's right on the edge of happening. We can't afford to make that mistake. If we speak out now, we can drive them back and we can rope in the atrocities such as mass murder, concentration camps, wake up, that they fully intend to implement. And if you don't believe it, then wake up, smell the coffee, and read their own published documentation on how they intend to use totalitarianism, concentration camps, and other tyrannical methods to enslave the masses. We've got to turn it around now. And the only way we can turn it around now, whoever you are, I'm just telling you to your face in love, you play a very important role. Your silence will ensure mass death. Visit paulmaguire.us, paulmaguire.us. Spread this word far and wide as fast as possible. And let's take back our nation and not buy into their mind control propaganda. Visit paulmaguire.us.